The Course in Miracles says it's not so much that we do different things, but that we do things differently. So there's some things you might just need to delete from your calendar or task list or whatever. There's a place for that. And sometimes it's about bringing a whole new you, a whole new you to the project.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What's up, superstar? How are you today? So happy that you're here. I am speaking to all the people who are super excited about life right now and want to take it to the next level. And I'm also here for those of you who might have just forgotten today how spectacular you are, how much abundance is coming your way, what big, big, big things are going on behind those angelic scenes. And even though you have been working, trying, pushing, not doing, like all the things, and seemingly nothing seems to make a difference, let me promise you that you make a difference. And today we're going to get great at imagining. You know, it's one of our skill sets that we, I think, too often let fall prey to the shadow side. You know, imagining, we know how to kind of dream for a minute and like dream up our big dreams, whatever they are. But too oftentimes, we're not using our skills for imagination and intention with what we actually want to manifest in our lives. And instead, we're on this, you know, mechanical autopilot of, well, what if it doesn't work out? And what if it doesn't work out for me? Or why hasn't it worked out yet? And what if the money never comes? And what if the soulmate never shows up? And what if the healing never takes place? And, you know, getting like, what if I'm not lovable? Like getting stuck in that old stuff and imagining, what if that stuff is true? So today I'm here to just come in with a spark of actual truth with a capital T. And the truth is, you are powerful. I want you to remember that. The truth is, you have a destiny that is needed on this planet. I want you to remember that. The truth is, your solutions actually do exist. The answer is available. And it might not have come in the timing that you wanted it to come in. But let's just do a little reminder. Let's take a look at your life today. And let's look at all of the experiences, relationships, accomplishments that were only once a dream. I know we can start to take all this stuff for granted. You know, if I am having a rough day and forgetting about all of what I have accomplished, I'll go back to Gina in Detroit. And I'll remember sitting in my parents' house on a Friday night after like just a really lousy night out on the town, like just wondering where my soulmate was and if I was ever going to get married and who was this life partner I was going to be with. And, you know, I'm sure on some nights, hard to remember now, but like, did he even exist? And I also remembered Gina, the broke, struggling psychotherapist that was doing sliding scale rates and overgiving, undercharging, just hoping that one day her life would get better as she racked up $75,000 worth of debt and was still living at home with her parents in the suburbs of Detroit. And, you know, and then I can continue to go down memory lane and see like, wow, every time I imagined something bigger for myself, something better for myself, something spectacular for myself, and stayed with it long enough, Not only did God show up and provide, but God showed up and provided bigger and better than anything I even imagined. And I am not here to say that that was like each step was a brick on my yellow brick road. Like every step did not turn to gold. And there were seasons and times in between where it sure did feel like a barren desert. It doesn't mean that every single time there wasn't an oasis. Every single time there wasn't a breakthrough. And most of the time, it did not happen in the timing that I desired it. And sometimes, and I wrote about those in my book. So if you haven't gotten my book, we'll put a link in the show notes because I've got some spectacular stories, mine and other people's, clients, friends, colleagues, that have manifested instantly. And if you're listening to this, I bet you've had some of those instant manifestations too. But most of our big manifestations have taken a Holy Spirit minute, shall we say. They've taken a hot minute. And I just want you to relax today. I want you to remember how beautiful you are, how great you are. And I also want you to remember that manifesting the big stuff or the stuff that you really desire, it doesn't come from freaking out, stressing out, anxiety, or being depressed. It doesn't come from thinking or believing or quote unquote imagining that it's never going to work out for you. Let's just adjust that crown right now. And your best days are ahead of you. And how do I know this? Because you're still here on this planet. And my friend Real Talk Kim says, if you have a pulse, God has a plan. So if you're here, you're not here for ordinary. You're not here for average. You're not here for mundane. Because you are God's creation, and my God does not do average, ordinary, or mundane. So for us to be available for all that the divine has meant for us, we must be different. We must not be asking the questions like, why hasn't it happened yet? And when's it going to happen for me? We must ask the questions that a queen and only a queen asks by taking complete, radical, personal responsibility. What am I not seeing about myself that is resistant to what I know I desire? In what way am I thinking or in what way am I behaving that actually has me being the one to block? And this isn't about blame or shame or any of that. It's about empowerment and taking this level, like 100% of personal responsibility for your life and for designing your life. Whew, don't you start to feel yourself just feel more empowered by the second here? Queens are not victims. And so if you are looking at your calendar or if you're waking up already bored with your day or your calendar doesn't have one thing on it that actually excites you and you just feel like you're going through the motions and nothing's ever getting better, I want you to adjust your crown and I want you to take some personal responsibility today. You have a choice. We always have a choice. There's so many things in our lives where we've so convinced ourselves because we've so imagined that there is not a choice. You do have a choice. You have a choice with how you do your day. You have a choice on what time you wake up. You have a choice if you are going to imagine your awesomeness or your patheticness. You have a choice if you are going to believe that your good is coming to you or that you've just hit a dead end for the rest of eternity. You have a choice if you're going to let the same people keep frustrating you over the same things. That's not on them. They're just doing it because they can. That's right, Queen. That's right. I don't care if it's your spouse, your kids, your colleagues, your clients, your friends, your family. If you are frustrated with people on a repetitive basis and it's the same people, it's probably this over the same issues even. Who at this point is that on? If someone has enough power, if you've given enough of your power away that someone can hook you and change your mood and change your focus and change what you're believing for yourself, that's on you. And so we queens have a big responsibility to ourselves. And when we are not prioritizing ourselves, everyone suffers. Just think about it. You know, whatever version of mama you are, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So whatever funk might be going on, I want you to dust yourself off and adjust that crown. And I want you to remember, faith is the evidence of things not seen. It's if you, everything showed up perfectly for you, you wouldn't even need any faith. So this is an opportunity. I know you've been here before. So have I. And I know you've held the faith for just as long as you think you can hold it. And you just either can't hold it any longer or don't feel like you can hold it any longer or just don't want to hold the faith any longer. But that's not how it works. How it works is we use what we've been given. We use the tools. And one of the tools that you have that nobody can take away from you is imagination, dreaming bigger, believing in your heart that you are meant for more. So we're going to start imagining. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's getting good now. We're going to start imagining in such a big way that you won't. It would be impossible to not be in an amazing mood after what I'm going to walk you through. Okay. So I don't know who doesn't love Steve Harvey, but I am not only a fan, I'm a super fan. And I got this from Steve Harvey. I'm going to call this Steve Harvey's Law of 300. I don't think he even calls it that, but that's what we're going to call this. And I don't know if you know Steve Harvey's background, but he's been homeless and lived in his car and told he would never and, you know, up and down all around, all the things. And one of his tools is to make a list of 300 dreams or desires that you have. And when I first heard him say that, I was like, I got you. I got that. Like, I'm a dreamer. I'm really, really, really great at this. I don't even know that I could wanted to be limited to 300. And then he kept saying around 75, you're going to get stuck. And I was like, well, that's just for people that don't know how to dream. So let me get my journal out. At 34, I was stuck. At 34, I was like, oh my goodness. You mean my like beyond dream life is 34 items away? I was like, Gina DeVee. And I kept writing and I kept writing and I kept writing. And it took me hours. It took me hours. And then he said, once you get to your 300, you read it every day. Well, that it's not that quick of a read either, you know, even though like some of them are just like one or two words on there. I really, really felt the expansiveness. And the reason why I want to encourage you to do the Steve Harvey Law of 300 is because you will feel the openness in your heart. You will feel the expansion in your mind. You will start to remember what's actually important to you. And now his words, not mine. He said, if you write these down and you read them every day, he said a minimum of 30 of them are going to come true within a year. 10%, he said. And I'm like, what do any of us have to lose? You know, a few hours of dreaming and imagining all the stuff. And like, I just want you to go there and don't make any of it wrong and don't make any of it too shallow or materialistic or too big or like too much for someone else or too spiritual or too miracle minded. It's you. It's your list. No one's asking you to post this. go play. And put down these 300 items. And I'll tell you, I had to dig, you know, and then I would hit these different plateaus. I was like 34. I'm like, all right, well, then I got it to 75. I'm like, and then I could keep going to 100. And then it was like 125. And you keep going and you keep digging because there's so much in you. There's so much greatness in you. And there's such big desires in you. And you know what else? They're in you because they're meant for you. That's right. So whatever ceiling you feel like you're bumping up against and whatever limiters you've put on yourself or whatever you've convinced yourself that the past has shown you data about why these 300 items won't, can't come true for you, or they're going to take too long or be too hard or never going to happen. I want you to open up your spiritual eyes and I want you to begin again in this moment. I want you to get in alignment with what you say you believe. Because if you're listening to this, my guess is you believe that your thoughts create your reality. So if you're sitting there thinking like, oh, this isn't going to happen, or it's going to take too long, or I'm not going to enjoy this, there's your reality. Or if you sit there and say, you know, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to see how fun this can get. I'm going to go on an adventure and see how pleasurable this divine assignment can be. How, you know, what amazing people I can draw into my world. What level of a magnet can I be? How blessed can I get? Like, how quick can this happen? How devoted am I really? You know, how much of a queen am I going to be in this endeavor? The Course in Miracles says it's not so much that we do different things, but that we do things differently. So there's some things you might just need to delete from your calendar or task list or whatever. There's a place for that. And sometimes it's about bringing a whole new you, a whole new you to the project. To the quote unquote problem, to the challenge, to the blah area of your life, to the annoying relationship, to the whatever it is that has you wanting to reach for ice cream or rosé. And we know that though both of those are fine on certain occasions, there's not enough of either of them to get the breakthrough. And you deserve the next level. Not from an entitlement standpoint, not because of everything you've been through or all the work that you're doing. That's just entitlement. You deserve your next level because it's the truth of who you are. It's your natural, authentic birthright to be all that you came here to be. And that's what I want you to open up to and imagine today. If your next level did appear, what would it look like? If the money could show up in a pleasurable way, what form would that take? If the healing did take place, what would that feel like? If the relationship was repaired, what experience would you have? Like, start dreaming and imagining. And don't tell me you don't have time to. You have time to be miserable. Why not create the time to design your life that brings you joy, that has you be the queen and not the victim, that has you be the queen and not the martyr, that has you be the queen and not the princess, that has you be the queen that knows that, you know, it's sometimes the actual manifestation takes longer than we realize or longer than we desire. But when you're so rooted in imagination and you're so opening your heart to feel what it would feel like if it was already done, you have that experience. You have that experience now in the present moment. You have that experience today. You don't even need the physical manifestation to take place. When you are just basking in the gratitude and the joy and the certainty and the awe of how God has shown up for you, how your decree and declaration of your desire have been heard and been made manifest. When you imagine it and you see it in your mind's eye, and then you feel it in your heart, it's not about you knowing how it's going to happen. The best things that have come to me, they didn't come in the ways that I knew that that's the way it was going to take place. You know, if you're going to really be dazzled by the divine, you got to step into the unknown. That's been some of it. The others, some of those have been the sprints, I think, is when like the unknown just really shows up when I'm imagining something better for my life. The marathons tend to be the ones where it's like, I kind of know how that's going to take place. I just got to see it through. And I got to keep going. And I've got to stay persistent. And I've got to keep lifting up my chin. And I've got to keep digging into the vision or the mission or the why behind why I'm running that marathon. Queens do both, the sprints and the marathons. And so leave room for both in your life, the unknown and the miraculous, you know, ways that the divine can come in and dazzle you. And then there are the known, kind of the more, those consistent paths, those paths where you get up and you do it again, even if you don't feel like it. Today, I didn't really feel like working out, but I had to just start giving thanks for my body that I had four limbs and a healthy body and a trainer and that I could work out. And sometimes I don't always feel like doing some of my tasks at work. And then when I get into gratitude, it's like, well, lucky me. Lucky me. Not that I believe in luck, but I mean, you know, like, how fortunate I am that I have amazing team members that I get to work with, or I have incredible clients that I get to coach, or I have amazing podcast listeners like you, or incredible global queens in my Q Club. And when I'm going to do what feels like a more, I don't know, mundane task for any of like the business infrastructure of those, I think about you. And I think about the people that are involved. And anytime I think about like the mission, the calling, the heart, like the relationship, snaps me out of it. Makes doing, I don't know, whatever. Whatever it is that I was kind of meh about, a little more exciting. So imagine bigger for yourself, and not just a goal list. I mean, like right here, right now, today. Imagine how things could go even better for you today. If you're traveling, like what else could be even better for you? If you're at work, in a job, in a relationship dynamic, in your own business, whatever it is, if you're coaching clients, like imagine, like how great could that session get? How much transformation could take place in that client's life? If you're doing a launch or sending out proposals, like how like attractive can this proposal be to the right people or the right company? How sexy could that subject line get? This is what I mean about imagining bigger and better for yourself. And yes, on the big stuff, you know, imagining where your soulmate is today, where that soulmate's walking around. What's your soulmate doing? What did your soulmate have for lunch? You know, because that person exists, that partner's there for you. Or if you're dealing with something with health, I know we don't talk a lot about that here in Divine Living, but women have issues, and health issues are one of them. And a lot of women are suffering in silence. So if you just want to take a few moments here and imagine, what would it feel like for that health issue to be, you know, less like or more improved than it is today? Not even completely healed, but even like improvement, like noticing that the levels are going in the right direction, the pain's a little less, the vitality is a little more. Imagine that. And from that space, imagine the total healing. I know. But if all things are possible with God, then why not a total healing? Why not the complete healing? There's too many medical miracles around to not believe it. And I'm not saying this is all just between your temples. It's a huge part of it. Sure, sometimes there's some action to take. Sometimes there's, you know, you know what to do. Is it, you know, whatever. You know what to do. And then the same thing goes for those of you with the money stuff. The abundance pieces, the worthiness stuff that shows up around that. Just imagine all the people that would love to have you as their mentor, would love to have you on their team, would love to collaborate with you, would love to have you as a podcast guest, would love to have you speak on their stage. Just start imagining. And all of this, gets to be part of the 300 things that you write down. It can be 300 things, experiences, emotions, whatever. It'll help you imagine. And then I would love to hear, as they come in, take a screenshot of this episode, DM me on Instagram, fill me in. If you're in my Q Club, private message me. I want to hear as you start crossing off from this list of 300. Yep, manifested. Yep, manifested. Yep, manifested. Yep, Gina, you're not going to believe this one came true too. I know, Queen. I know. And I'm right there with you. Like I said, I made my list of 300. I had to do it over the course of a couple of days. But I did it, and I know how great I feel, and I know what it felt like and how reinvigorated I was as I read through them today. These were like all the jewels in my heart. These are my desires. And now they're going to be yours too. I want you to validate. I want you to see all these jewels in your heart. I want you to hear from you. And I want you to stretch yourself to imagine bigger and better for you. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for all of the invisible forces working behind the scenes, even as we speak, bringing our good to us, bringing our desires to us, having our lives be used at the highest level, having us create hours and days that are filled with joy and abundance and contribution, that have us living our mission and fulfilling our calling. Truly, you have brought us through everything, and you have prepared us for such a time as this. And today we say yes. Today we are available for the miracle. Today we own our worth. Today we decree and declare that we are enough. Today we call in and magnetize and bring to us one of those big desires that's been there for so long. We ask that you would strengthen our faith. Restore our thinking to the truth, and the truth is that with you all things are possible. And where two or more are gathered, you are here in the midst of us. So we call on your mercy and your grace and your abundance and the purpose that you have created each and every one of us for. Have the doors that we are knocking on that are right for us open. As we seek, let it be fruitful that we would find. Let us remember that when we ask, it is given. And we are asking through our imagination today. We are asking that you would deliver to us, bring it to us. Let us be women who are not the ones running around like scattered and frazzled and scared. Let us be the women who magnetize our desires to us. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen, my love. So good being here with you today. And if you are imagining something bigger for yourself, I want you to check out the incredible, exquisite, just elite mastermind in my show notes, La Dolce Vita. This is going to be a 6-month journey where I will be with you and the other women in the program to really be imagining bigger for yourself, bigger for your life, bigger for your career, bigger for your joy, bigger for your confidence, bigger for everything that you are meant for. And we're doing things big. There's going to be big coaching, big accountability, a big yacht day in Miami, a big container of 6 months that's not too short or too long, but to really, really create a whole new existence, a whole new life, a whole new level of abundance and, you know, exquisite reflection of you. And then we'll be meeting up in Italy for white truffle season. I'm telling you, Queen, this is by application only, but if it is right for you, I want you to go click on that link in the show notes today and apply, because this is for women who they're not saying no. They're not telling themselves they can't. They're not sitting on the sidelines. They're not saying I'll do it next time or next year, because we don't even know if that's going to exist. But what we know is when you say yes to yourself in these next 6 months and imagine with me and you and the other women, you know, it's an international group. It's women already from the U.S. to Europe have been signing up. So if this is right for you, click on the link in the show notes. It'll show you all the details, and I will look forward to personally reading your application. Lots of love. All right, Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queens supporting Queens and for your continued support.